Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Up for Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa,
Matt,
and Jenna.
Okay, you're close. You're such a Blake right now.
What?
Yeah, it's you gotta squeeze your balls.
And Jenna.
There we go.
Surprisingly good. Keith has declared himself the other host. However, the other person on the mic right now may have something to say about that.
This is Porter, standing in for Jenna.
Porter has far more experience on this show than Keith.
Which is why Keith is better at being Jenna.
That may very well be true.
Yep.
Right, because I have the experience to do Matt's part, not Jenna's part. You need a lack of experience to do that, so Keith, take it away.
I'm sitting in Jenna's chair. I'm assuming that just makes it
in. He is in Jenna's chair. So, for you regular listeners, congratulations on this quadfecta. For you new listeners who don't know, Porter, long-standing friend of the podcast, you were one of our earliest and most frequent guests from way back.
Right.
We're talking like the early single digits or teens, I believe we had you on.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been on, you know, roughly every 30 or 40 episodes since. You, for a while, were one of the co-hosts of the Burner Brew podcast, which is the first podcast we had a rivalry with.
Yep.
And
which sucked, so we took it off the air.
The rivalry? Yes.
No, the podcast.
Can't it be both, really?
The podcast was great, and it was actually sounded far better than this one, as I'm often reminded.
Yes.
That's because I put a lot of time and effort into making it sound
time.
Good.
Oh, time. That's what we never
These
put
are
in.
The
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you put a few hours of time, you know, at the beginning of your setting up your podcast.
You mean prep work?
Yeah, and you don't ever
bored.
Have to do it again.
I don't know about you.
You know what else you can do too is you can have a digital backup of your episodes just in case. Let's say your website goes down.
I'm already bored.
What? Cartoons. All right. So anyway, for those of you that are old school, you'll remember Porter from being a frequent guest.
A freaking asshole.
Also that. For those of you that are perhaps newer but still been around a while, Keith, we had you on... A
couple
of
months ago?
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, I think
ago.
So.
So yeah, relatively frequently. Or relatively recently. And now frequently, because you got you back.
Yeah.
Keith was one of the folks who worked on the initial planning stages of Build Your Own Inferno. And the reason CrossFit Demons exist in my version of
I love CrossFit idea. Demons.
Yeah. So
we are Legion.
We are CrossFit. So yeah, that works out great. Keith is one of my favorite people, as I've mentioned before, to have in an audience at a show, which he was tonight. We'll get to that later. So that being said, Salsa, it's Mint Julep Month.
Yep.
But Jenna's not here.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Jenna's not here.
Yep.
I'm right here.
So screw the theme. We're drinking beer.
Yay!
She won't. We're drinking good beer.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck are we drinking?
As I mentioned a few episodes ago, if you're able to hear, things are complicated. I did a show in Wisconsin called Mystery at Mystery Lodge. And what do you do when you're in Wisconsin in Minnesota? You buy New Glarus beer.
Or beer on a Sunday. Well, you buy New Glarus beer.
This was a Saturday, but still, I bought New Glarus. So I brought home three big bottles, and we already had one of them. Mm-hmm. We had the... I don't remember.
Something.
The tart raspberry, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Now we are having the Happy Accident Fruit Ale. The Happy Accident Fruit Ale has apple, cherry, and cranberry in it.
You can absolutely smell the apple and cherry.
It kind of at first it smells like a cherry whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is also oak aged.
Oh well, that
really?
Makes even more
yes.
sense.
Yes. So we have
explains why my eyes are crossing.
The Happy Accident is Wisconsin's favorite fruit aged in oak.
The cranberry is definitely on the back end.
Yep.
It gets really tart at the end.
Yep, it does. It really dries.
Which is also an apple thing. Apple tends to dry things up.
Yeah.
Oh, but the smell is divine and the taste is better.
I'm okay with it.
It's very good.
Say I like the smell better than the taste. Like it's.
I don't know that I could drink a whole bottle like that.
No.
Oh yeah.
But that is.
Oh yeah.
I'm with you on this one.
That is really good.
I would down the shit out of this.
If a thing comes in the big ass like wine bottle or bomber bottle at this point, and maybe this is just me getting old. Seems likely. We're using like a rocks glass, roughly.
Yeah,
that's usually as much as I want.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the right portion. Mm-hmm. This is a beer to be shared.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sit down, crack this, pour into a pint glass, and then dump the rest into a pint glass.
No, you are absolutely right.
That's 5-year-old
me. I had We had the when we first started discovering the Clown Shoes Brewery on Burn and Brew. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what the APV was and didn't even think about that. No. Right? Just like I was like, hey, there's gonna be Frost, myself, and a guest. So let's see. We go usually go through a couple of beers. So let's buy six of these bottles.
Jesus.
And because I was thinking we each get two beers,
everybody
right?
Everybody slept on your couch.
Well, and here's the thing. We even pre-gamed because we like to loosen up. You'll get, so we had a cheap beer to pre-game. And I'm halfway through the Blakehorn Unidragon.
That's a good one.
And I discovered that I could no longer feel my face. And this discovery was shortly after I realized I was slurring all of my words. And I touched my face, and I couldn't feel that I touched my face. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I even declared, I was like, I can't feel my face. And then I look at the bottle, and it's a 12.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I had chugged half of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we still
did
had
high octane month.
Yeah.
High octane month was fun.
Yeah. No, because that's, yeah, like, for reference, for those of you that don't necessarily have our same particular addictions.
10.5, 10, and...
Yeah, your average beer is between 3.2, which is kind of the 3.2 blues, your buy it on Sunday alcohol, up to generally a 6 or a 7.
And this one looks like this one's...
Well,
the 6 and 7 is usually like the craft beer, but like
right.
if you go with like the cheerleader beers, it's somewhere between 3.5 and 5.2.
Yeah, what's known as a session beer. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
can drink all night and have fun with your friends.
Right.
And then there's the...
Lawn mowing beer.
Yeah, exactly. There's craft beers and stuff that will try to be a little stronger, and those will be your 5, 6, 7s. Then you have like the occasional beers that will kind of push it. And those might hit your, like, 11, maybe, is kind of the upper end of that. And there are a few that go farther than that, your Lambics and some of your Belgians.
Yeah.
But
I think
hit the 12 or 13%, now you're into wine territory.
Yeah, the Itasca Luna Dragon, I think, was a 14.5.
So. Yeah, that was one that was a real ass kicker, if I remember right.
And I have 2 bottles of it at home.
Yep.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so it's
oh, there's almost a chocolatiness
a
to this.
Dose of...
at the end.
Yeah. Well, it's delicious, but man, that's
no, this
not,
is,
to be, not to be taken lightly.
I would the
pop the cork, stick a straw on it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
This one,
Keith's already planning for conversions.
Untapped,
yeah.
Untapped says this one is a
4%. 4%?
Mm-hmm.
Booze or what? Or 4 to 5 stars? 4% ABV?
Mm-hmm.
4.
Yeah,
that can't be.
That doesn't taste like it.
For
why, can't
I
you
could
feel
be,
your face already?
I could be wrong.
That's what Untappd says, so.
To the Googles.
To the Googles.
You Google.
Meanwhile, somebody tell us a story.
I got a kidney stone.
What?
Good shit.
You want a
just
story?
Right out of the, yeah,
I
go.
Got a kidney stone.
Play. Do it.
A couple weeks ago, we were moving pods for one of the conventions we were doing.
Explain that.
Oh, BattleTech pods. I own a company.
Oh, I love those things.
I own a company,
oh
Call Out Shelter Arcade in Northeast Minneapolis, and we go to some local conventions.
Nope, 4%.
And we were loading up the pods, and I went down to the bathroom, and I peed soy sauce, which is not a good idea.
You just made something horrifying sound kind of okay, and then
it was,
get more horrifying.
Yeah, no, it was
what
crazy.
The
well,
fuck?
I assume something was wrong because it's not right.
Very casual. I assume something was wrong.
Yeah, I was in more of a panic at the time. but I went home and called the doctor and made an appointment for the next day. And that night, about midnight, I was driving home, and the pain started. And it was the most horrid thing. It's one of those, I wouldn't wish that pain on my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of pain you would wish on your worst enemy. I mean, I could barely drive. And I got home, and I took some aspirin. And I couldn't sit up, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't lay down, and I had my girlfriend drive me to the hospital and went to the emergency room, and they put me on an IV drip with that stuff that killed Prince.
Wow. Okay.
It was kind of cool.
Because they're like, what could possibly go wrong?
So I got that. The nurse says, well, you're peeing blood and you got pain. I'm guessing it's a kidney stone, but I can't say nothing because I'm only a nurse. And the doctor came in, and about 15 minutes later, he goes, well, you got a kidney stone.
For 40,000 more.
Yeah. So I went home, and they gave me some oxycodone and a strainer to pee through. And
that way you catch the stone, and you can bring it in for their trophy case.
Well, does bum me out that there's just no better kidney stone thing.
Yeah. And
drink lots of water.
Well, actually,
cry.
No.
Drink lots of water, wait. cry.
The doctor actually said, don't drink lots of water because that creates more pressure.
Oh.
And it causes more pain.
Oh, I thought the idea was to pee it out as quick as possible.
Well, you want to get it out as quick as possible. Okay, but
you want to.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was the next day, I think it was on Saturday, that I actually expelled it. It was no bigger than a pencil lead. And that thing crippled
me. It's huge in your goddamn urethra, though.
Well, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, it's huge in my urethra. I don't know what you're doing.
The worst part was I had to save it in a cup because I got to take it in so they can analyze it and tell you what it's made of so they can tell you stuff to avoid.
Yeah.
Fear and hate?
Well, right.
It's like a Sith Lord.
But I looked at it, and it's like all jaggedy. So the blood is actually from your vessels getting raked as going through. But then, like, it was only like an hour later, and there was no blood in my urine. So I'm figuring the next time I get like a cut on my hand or something, I'm going to pee on it because it seems like urine makes it heal faster. That's the only thing I can pull from that whole story is urine makes stuff heal faster.
You know what? That's what you took away from this?
Yeah, that's what I took away from it.
Story checks out.
I wish you the best of luck.
Well, that made made my story seem a little less...
No, I hope that you get a chance to prove that before I do. That's what I
Tell you what, next time you cut your hand, I'll pee on it for you.
You know,
if that grosses you out so much...
I mean, hey, if it works for jellyfish stings...
Yeah!
No, it doesn't, actually. Yep.
But it's a funny myth.
It is, to be fair.
It was on Google. I'm sure it's true.
Yeah, I love that. It's like, no. Oh, goddamn. I was starving jellyfish and peed on.
So you want to hear a funny road rage story?
Yes.
Okay, so... I'm driving into work this morning, and
hot press.
I'm going down. I'm southbound 169, and a car is coming off of 494. Mm-hmm. So it's merging in, and there's lots of traffic going about 40, 45 miles an hour. And you know that feeling you get, like you can see somebody out of the corner of your eye merging into the lane next to you, and you're like, I hope they stop. Mm-hmm. And I happen to look over and see that there's a big sign on the side of his door that says A+, right? I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, wait, he's getting closer. He's merging. He's trying to merge into my lane with me there. Mm-hmm. So I move over a little bit to not hit him, and I honk my horn, and I can his head whips out over towards my direction, and I can hear him or see him mouth, what the fuck, right?
Why weren't you paying attention to me?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it could have been...
Why were you looking where I was going?
Right. To be fair, he could have been mouthing, wow, this is fun, but I'm pretty sure it was what the fuck.
Less likely, yeah.
So I hit the brakes so that he can, like, speed up and merge in front of me and cut me off.
Sure.
And then I noticed on the back of... This is fucking brilliant. Back of his white car... It says student driver, and the sign is kind of at an angle, like it's ready to fall off. And I'm like, holy shit! And there's nobody else in the car. It was just this guy, so he was the instructor.
You have to assume.
And I looked it up when I got to work.
Hope, yeah.
And he just kicked the instructor out and stole the car.
Fair enough.
Rock and roll.
This is how we teach people. look, if you have the instructor in the car, you're just you're just coddling them. What you have to do is just get in the car and go. You got to swim. Yeah, like, right, swim or you're gonna drown.
Right. It had hooks for the training wheels.
Yeah.
But I when I got to work, I looked it up and I was like, holy shit, there really is an A+ driving school in in Minnesota. And so I left them a nice little note on their website.
Yeah, no, that's a freaking thing I've run into. Only in the cities, not in the burbs.
Mm-hmm.
In the burbs, I feel like the schools have their own, like, teachers and whatnot.
Well, I grew up in Forest Lake was... It was taught in school, school, shop teacher.
Yeah, my dad is the driver's ed instructor in Shockwave. Yep. He's still...
Yeah, my football coach is my driving instructor.
My dad is a football coach. Yep. Yeah, despite retiring 15 years ago, my dad is still one of the driver's ed instructors in Shakopee.
That's cool.
So you do your classroom with, I forget who, and you're behind the wheels either with my dad or another guy who's even older than my dad.
Do they got the cool cars with the brake on the passenger side?
Yeah, they do. And the thing is, what's best about that is that they are so old, they don't give a shit. So, like, my dad's just like, take a left here. But he has, like, it doesn't register on his face, and he's just like, well, you almost turned us into a semi. That could have killed you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's probably the best guy you could learn from, because my dad's like, I don't give a fuck, I'm going to die tomorrow anyway. And just like, off he goes. He's just like, I got nothing left. Let's do this.
My friend did have a semi-trailer go over the front of the car he was doing his behind-the-wheel training
Jesus.
In.
Jesus.
because he went to go.
He didn't pass.
Huh? No. Well, it wasn't the test. It was the behind the wheel training. But he goes to merge onto the freeway for the very first time, and he's 15, and doesn't look, and you know, he just like, okay, it's time to merge, and just moves over, and semi.
I saw that happen to a car once in Stillwater. That was awesome.
One of my favorite podcast stories from one of the podcasts that influenced why we do this show. There used to be a show called The Real Happy Hour. Porter, I think you heard this one.
Yes.
It's a Sailor Jerry song. But those guys told the stories of getting the driver's permits or driver's licenses 1 year. And the one guy was just like, yep, he went in to go do his thing and got to the parallel parking portion and, you know, like, and hit the car. And the guy's like, you just hit the car behind us. He goes, I know, I'm sorry. Like, I've been driving the family, whatever, like the usual beater car every family had. But my dad knew he'd drive a nice new car, and it's like a boat. It's just way bigger. And the guy goes, I hate it when parents do that. It's the worst. Tell you what. You can tell your parents you passed your driving test, but you also have to tell them you got in your first accident. It's like, amazing. Because I had to fucking do my driver's test in a fucking Ford Aerostar minivan, which is just too much vehicle for trying to like get through that shit. It's like, no, there's no, your blind spot is obscured by an additional blind spot in a minivan. It's the worst.
So that my high school would set up these cones in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, we had plenty of those orange cones.
Right, to test out your parallel parking.
I used them to fight with wooden swords because I was a kid. And my dad would drive and be like, what's up? And we ended up with like 50 of those. It was great. I could run a gamut of ninjas.
My dad takes me and my best friend at the time up there to teach us how to parallel park. And anytime we'd hit the cone, he'd make us go around the thing again, come back and try it again. And I got a little frustrated. So I whip the car around and just mow all three of them down and keep going.
How'd that work out for you?
I got an ass whooping.
I think a lot of your stories end that way, actually.
Yeah.
It's weird.
My timeouts were the time it took me to recover from an ass whooping.
My driving tests involved me driving around the block and then parking in front of City Hall.
Well, you're a fucking farmer.
Where there was one other car.
The one building in town.
No, I was driving my mom's car.
Using the test so that you could drive a tractor?
Well, I know you can drive a tractor when you're 5.
But don't you have to do some kind of a test for that?
Fuck that shit.
Well, there's a farmer's license since 14.
The farmer's license just means you can drive the vehicle on the farm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not the trade.
But you don't have to do something.
No, so, okay, so in South Dakota, you could be 5.
Well, I mean, you can be 5 as long as no one cares.
Right. That's exactly
it. In Minnesota, the farmer's license is 14.
No, here.
And it's only because you usually have to use a public road to get between the farmland.
This is where it was where I grew up. If you were driving to town for parts or other farm business, you could be 10. As long as you could demonstrably show that I am going into town for farm business. Everybody.
Yes,
at
obviously
14,
we drink a lot on the farm. That's why you ask.
At 14, you could get your restricted permit.
Okay, so that's the farmer's license that I'm thinking of.
But you don't have to be a farmer. It's city kids could get. Everybody.
I don't think you can here.
But no, I'm saying where I grew up. Fuck you.
You grew up.
Yeah, but at 14, everybody could get a restricted permit, which is you have to have an adult in the car and it has to be during daylight.
But it's 15 here. Yeah.
Okay, and then at 16, you could get your regular license. I guess that is no longer a thing.
No, that's changed.
But still, if you could show that you're going into town for business, you can still be 10.
Yeah. That is not a thing anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So you're talking about a version of the farmer's license that we're thinking of. Although I think there were more regulations because we live in a state with sanity.
Yeah. I live in a state with nothing.
You live in a state with corn.
Anarchy. I live in a state with confusion.
Anarchy.
I live in a state with...
There's not even trees. What are you going to hit? You could get blasted, drive off the road, and go for 2 miles, and there you still wouldn't hit anything.
You would probably just hit another guy who's also blasted driving a tractor.
You're not even a fence. You'd just be... I went from corn to soybeans.
Now I can make tofu.
High fructose corn syrup my ass.
Never been to the tofu palace?
Right?
Tofu Palace?
Just down the road from the Corn Palace.
Corn Palace. And they got the Tofu Palace.
Local jokes get you local work.
Run by the Dairy Queen.
Oh, boo. All right, cool.
Although in South Dakota, the Dairy Queen was actually a person who won the pageant in their hometown.
The Butter Queen or whatever, yeah.
It's still the worst. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a second. If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
No. And I'm Porter.
God damn it,
Blake. I'm Jenna.
There you go.
Yeah, a little closer.
Anyway.
I'm Jenna.
Not.
She always says it with some fucking
good fucking luck with that.
Right?
Yeah.
Punch in the fucking.
Kidney. Oh, she's gonna kill me.
Shit, she won't listen to this.
That's true.
If we don't have a website, nobody will.
Exactly.
So, here's what we're thinking. We had a brief conversation off air about, like, do we talk about news of the day?
We don't talk to each other off air.
Depressing topics, or do we do what maybe the world needs a little bit more of and just talk about some silly bullshit?
Coffee.
That's more better. And so we figured we'll do that. And what better thing to do when talking about fun stuff with your friends than drink some coffee? Did you know?
Hold on. When we're talking about the coffee, can we drink booze?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
So what we're drinking now, also from New Glarus, is Wisconsin Belgian Red. This is a Wisconsin ale brewed with cherries. And this says World Champion on there, which is a bold statement.
That explains why it's so damn sweet.
So, yeah. It's got cherries in there, and it's got some, like, Belgian barleys and stuff, so.
Give me another straw.
That's too much. Oh, that's too much for me.
But see, I like lambics.
Yeah, this is pretty sweet even for a lambic, though.
No, yeah, it's too much. That's too
I like it, but it's, yeah, it's, no, it's, not,
it's
sweet.
Not bad. I just, I don't know, it's sweet.
It tastes good, but it yeah.
It's more like
sweet.
Cherry juice with a beer aftertaste.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wish it had a little bit more hoppiness to it.
Well, here's what I would suggest, then. If we were to think that perhaps...
So now we have something to drink.
Yeah.
Tell us about something else to drink.
Perhaps you would think that this is too sweet. Maybe it's not quite to your liking. There's a solution to this problem, as we are wont to find in this life. Coffee, honestly, is one of those things that many people have found for generations, shall we say, is a delightful way to start and or end your day, and is a good counterbalance to the sweeter things in life. You know, many people like a cake or a biscuit of some sort, and you want something a little more sedate and bitter to balance that. Who better to bring that to you than True Stone Coffee? I ask you, literally, dear listener, who better to bring that to you? I suppose it. No one.
You suppose.
Yep, it's a suppository question. Get it? See what I did there? No? No?
It's a coffee suppository.
No? Salsa's not on board. Ford is not on board.
We are not going to experiment with coffee enemas.
We are not amused.
Oh, God damn it. I thought that was pretty fun. All right, anyway.
Yeah, you thought it was
so
funny.
True Stone Coffee, where can you get it? Do you know?
You know what? You can go to their website, True Stone Coffee. Go to the website, and hey, pick your coffee. They'll have it delivered to your door. That coffee you will get for 10% off with the promo code Salsa.
Apropos.
Okay, if you want to say it the correct way, yes.
Apropos.
That's the one. Because sometimes people don't know how to spell it. So, apropos.
Which, if they're at this podcast, they should fucking know how to spell it by now.
Except that our podcast, if we had a website still, was AON Podcast. You didn't have to know how to spell it to get to the website.
Otherwise, because if you had to know how to spell it, you'd have no listeners.
But
we did that on purpose.
As I pointed out on the episode of High Five Guys that I was on this week. Yeah, head to the website and support a local coffee roaster who is making delicious coffee, who you can find at Convergence this year.
Oh.
We'll be talking about shortly, because the Fearless Comedy Productions Party Room will exist yet again this year. You'll be able to come see us in the evenings, and we will be giving out free booze, as we have done the last, 3 years now? Something like that?
I think so.
But new this year will be you can also show up in the morning after those evenings of giving out the free booze. And so we will not only give you a hangover, we will help you cure it. And True Stone has been kind enough to show up, and they will be making and offering coffee.
Yeah, they're actually going to be there.
They will be there. It will not be us assholes making coffee. TrueStone will be there brewing coffee.
So you know it's going to be good.
And be done right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It will actually be the way it's meant to
Instead
be.
Instead of filtering it through Matt's underwear because we can't find any of the paper filters.
One time.
Bring your own Kahlua.
Yeah. But no, TrueStone will be a Convergence guest within the Fearless Pride Room this year, who will be serving coffee to whoever might show up. We'll have the room open, we'll have the photo booth open, and yeah, you can come in from, I believe, 8 to 2 are the hours for that. And you can show up, get yourself some coffee, have a chance to chat with some folks, talk about Fearless, get some photos taken, all that good stuff. And you know what? Start your day right. Everybody knows if you've ever been to Convergence, every day is a long day.
Yes,
so,
they are.
Getting some coffee.
In fact, sometimes every day is 2 days.
Exactly. So getting some coffee to start that off right will do wonders for everyone. And once you've done that, and you've gone out, you've had your meal, you've had your fun, you've bummed around, show back up later at night, come to the party room, get yourself a drink. Mm-hmm. Something will be mixed most likely by...
We have uppers. We have downers.
Yep. We got everything but milk Vela said. So, do what you like, and show up and have your TrueStone coffee. However, if you would like to bring that experience home, you can. Go to TrueStoneCoffee.com and pick up whatever your favorite kind of coffee is. Hell, let them pick one for you, because they're all good. And use the code APROPOS to get 10% off. And as I mentioned again on the episode of High Five Guys that came out this week, there are a few local podcasts. High Five Guys, Us, is Awful Copter have it yet? I feel like there's a couple
of them. I don't know.
I feel like there's a few places now that they are sponsoring, as well as doing the Fearless Pride Room. And what really matters there is I kind of don't give a shit if you use Apropos versus High Five or whatever it might be for your code. The important thing is this is a local company who is taking time and money to promote local theater.
And doing a really fucking good job.
They really are. And that's the thing. Is that what I like more than anything is for them to see that this is not a wasted effort. That this is worth doing, that if they step out and support their community responds by saying thank you. And the way to do that is to get yourself some coffee from them. I don't care if you only do it the once. I don't care what promo code you do. But please do that, because these people deserve to be rewarded for going on a limb for us, and so I'm asking you to go out on a limb and try what they have.
And if you don't drink coffee, just buy some and give it to somebody who does.
For sure. And as we mentioned on High Five, if you don't like hot coffee in the morning, holy shit, is a cold press good. As we said, Die Laughing would not have happened were it not for that cold press. So get yourself some of that. I'll make sure I got plenty for Convergence because, oh wow, rocket fuel. So yeah, have some coffee. And, if you're at Convergence, have some coffee with us. And if you're at Convergence at night, have some booze with us. We'll be working on that as well. We'll talk about that more probably next week and the week to come. Speaking of Convergence, we're all going to be there, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What? Liar.
I will not be at Convergence this year.
You're not going to Convergence this year?
No.
Porter hasn't done anything fun in years.
I guess. Why not?
I have a problem with the a few of the people running different things out there. I don't want to get too specific because sure. I know there's apparently some drama around it, but...
Well, any large
drama around Con?
It's like, no.
Same as Fest or
right, but I don't want to be calling people out because I don't have all of the facts.
No, you're fine.
Better not to.
Yeah. But one of the things, I put in a metric fuck ton of hours doing work, and the quote-unquote hour book was lost. So I didn't get credit for any of it.
Mm.
Okay? But people that I worked side-by-side with on those things got credit for their hours.
Hmm.
I have no idea how I got left out or whatever, or how they got included if the book was lost, sure. The logbook. So I'm just like, I'm going to take a year off.
Oh.
So not only that, but I don't really have much to do at Con anymore other than, liver damage.
To be fair, that's most people's plan.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, me? I'm just going to hang out and do the
party. Yes, Jenna, what are you doing?
Yeah, Jenna, I'm just hanging out at the party room. I took a week off from vacation holy work.
Took a week off from vacation to do con?
Off,
Jesus.
Of vacation.
Kind of a week off of vacation to do work while on vacation. Because you will not be doing nothing.
No, but I'll be doing there. I'm waiting for everybody to fill in their slots for the party room and then pick up whatever's left.
Yeah, that's kind of what I usually do each year, too.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing challenges during Ville.
Yeah.
So if you're not one of the 150 people that can't get in the room for Ville, stop on the party room.
It'll be a bigger room this year. We'll see how that plays out.
Because
they've expanded the main stage room this year.
Yeah.
Right. They moved the shop
or the dealer's room.
Dealer's room. Across the street.
So the room is, I don't know if it's entirely like double, but it's a lot more people.
Oh, yeah, significantly.
And so the idea of an overflow room for Ville is just not really a thing anymore. So that's kind of gone.
Which sucks because that was a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed doing it.
After I did it the first year, I preferred doing that than being on stage.
Matt was the same.
The first year that I was given that as a task was the last year I did Ville. On stage at Convergence, because it was, and that was probably 3 or 4 years ago now, because it was, it's not that long ago that you were dragging me to Convergence, Porter.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't care about this, and then you kind of forced me to go, and I was like, okay, this is fucking dope.
Right, so, right.
But I did that first one, and was like, oh, this is fun, I can do anything. And,
right.
You know, it became a thing that you and I did every year. And then we'd have different people join us, sometimes like St. Manna, or I think we had David or Lori, I think, depending on the year. And we all had a great time because you just got to dink around to the crowd that wasn't there in person. And we'd try to find at least one moment of shtick to do to fuck with the main show, mostly to try to annoy Tim. And that,
yes. Yeah.
That explains a lot of how Ville works. But
because fuck that guy.
Yeah, but no, it's been very fun. And honestly, I've enjoyed that so much that I've only ever said, I will just do that. And now this year we don't need it. So I said, okay, I guess now I would like to do Ville if I can in the main room.
Right.
If not, fine, no big deal. I'll just work the party room for Fearless instead. But at this point, I don't think many people even remember I do Ville. Because it's been so long, if you only go to Convergence, then they've seen me there.
Matt, you find someone to do a Statler and Waldorf to Ville.
I mean,
because that's essentially what we did in the other room.
I know exactly, but I know exactly how hard it would be to do that. Not very. Because I get you or Fitz.
The problem is that's in the other room. That if you do it in the main room, that's...
In the main room becomes very tough.
And that's a huge distraction.
But...
And an annoyance.
Really fun for me.
Right. But not good for the show.
No, right, right.
I care enough about the show.
Unless it was scripted.
Right. They'd have to know that there would be pauses for that nonsense.
Yeah.
But right.
Oh, God, that could be fun. Oh, I'd love to.
Like during transition periods or something like that. That makes sense.
I would love to get just carte blanche to like heckle a Ville show. That would be the best. One of those things that we will be myself or Salsa or potentially Jenna. I don't think we even know yet. We don't know the cast. I don't think that's been given out yet.
Nope.
You may see one or none or all of us doing Ville 10 at Convergence. You can see at some point myself, Salsa, Jenna, and Keith in the Fearless Party Room.
Probably most of the time, I will be in the party room.
If I'm booked somewhere else during party room hours, I will be.
I'm basically usually there. I will be doing Big Fun Radio Fun Time again this year.
Excellent,
oh, good.
I missed that show. Don't remember exactly when that is. And I believe Fearless is doing the Masquerade again, isn't it?
We are. It'll be done a little differently. Masquerade this year will be basically kind of a extended double blind. Because we've always done
it. Again, taking and making it our own as opposed to trying to do what other people have done.
Yep. And so what we'll be doing is, because we've always done like a portion of sketch and then a portion of improv, and, you know, at the risk of sounding lazy, people always say they really love the improv part. And it's like, man, that's way less work.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck the writers.
But it's like...
The halftime show you guys did last year was pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, no, the last two I thought were great.
Watching Lauren slowly walk across stage maniacally laughing.
Holding a tree.
Fucking great.
Yeah. We've done really fun things, but it's like, it's really hard to put one of those together because everybody's in, because this is right during fringe time, and trying to put together a scripted thing with writers and rehearsals is very difficult to try to even put together a 40-minute thing, and then we know we're going to have to pad it with improv. Well, it can pretty easily go, here's the games we're going to do, let's just do some improv. And so this year we're going to do that, and we're going to see. Maybe that'll fly. Maybe people love it.
Maybe do a couple of scripted interruptions.
Maybe we'll see.
You know, some
the plan currently, I think, is to do basically a double blind show, but instead of doing it completely random, Eric will have his cast, and then we'll all kind of know what games are doing going in, so you can be kind of prepped. So you're not gonna, like, caught flat footed going, "Fuck, I don't know this game very well." It'll be a game we all realize we know. If you want, you can practice it with some friends by doing random suggestions with, you know, people, whatever. But, like, let's try one that requires, you know, a couple rehearsals, but not 2 months of rehearsals. And that might save us some labor on this side, and it always seems to be the part that people talk about the most, which is disheartening sometimes, because it's like, oh, wow, we busted our ass on the scripted portion.
Right.
And people said it was good, but then all they talk about is the silly dick joke someone made up off the top.
Or the wishes granted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you had, like, 15 or 20 people, and there was a line of 40 more that you could have spent 2 hours granting wishes.
So, yeah, it'll be a different format this year. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
To be fair, if you could grant wishes, I'm pretty sure you'd have a line.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
we will. In fact, we actually have 2 people working the crowd this year because we need that with the bigger audience and
right.
and the familiarity kind of now with the format. So as we do things, it'll be a larger group. But we're very much looking forward to that. That'll be fun. The other stuff at con, Cinema Rex. I'm going to do my best to actually sit and watch an entire movie this year. That is something I've never managed to do. And I think that's because I either feel like I have to be somewhere and should be doing something, which if it's true, fine, I should be doing that. But if not, but I just kind of feel like I should be available, I should learn to shut up and just enjoy part of the convention.
Right. And figure out at 2 o'clock
like
after
you used to?
Or after Two Stone is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we don't open up the party room till like 6.
But normally what I would do is like, oh, I should go just kind of mingle and say hi to folks. So I'll miss out on seeing somebody.
Go get a bag of popcorn and a handful of candy.
One of my goals is to go, like, you know what? Because they pick cool fucking movies.
Yeah.
And I want to go see just a movie and just chill.
Yeah.
Like, awesome. I ate some popcorn, maybe some candy, and I watched a movie. So, like, that's my goal for this con. It's just, like, appreciate one of, like, the standbys for the convention and just go, yes, this is for me. Because most of what I do at con is kind of a for other people thing, which is why I like con. I like
doing
the party rooms and performing. But, like, that's my goal. Is like, pick a thing and just go, like, this is my time. And hopefully, you know, get a few people to come with me and do that, and that'd be great. And then, you know, go get lunch before or after. And it's like, okay, cool. We rested a bit. Let's go do the party room for 6 hours.
Yep.
So what are you guys looking forward to doing while you're there?
Well, I want to try some... I want to see if there's some Pathfinder games going.
What's Pathfinder?
Pathfinder is the new role-playing game. It's sort of like the new D&D kind of deal.
Oh, is that kind of the... Like the... Is it the... I want to say...
Like the stuff up on 22nd floor?
Yeah, it's something going on up there.
Is it the one where you have the character sheet and then you roll the dice?
Yeah, that kind of role-playing.
And that dictates Jesus what happens
to your character. Like, I'm trying to think of the terminology that I've heard or tried because I've heard the word... But is that the one that's like... It's a little more new user-friendly?
That's what I've heard.
Is that kind of...
Yeah.
Okay. Back, it's like the 4.0 of D&D or something.
It's like 3.75, they call it.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's like, it's the one that, like... No. If you don't want to have to go, I'm going to be reading shit that goes back to the 70s to know what's going on,
right.
I can kind of jump in here.
So a little more like GURPS?
A little bit. A little more freeform from what I understand.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it. That's like what I was trying.
I'm watching everybody flop their dick out on the table right now. It's fucking gross.
No, I'm just coming up with different RPGs I've heard of.
I used to play in a game called Empire of the Petal Throne with M.A.R. Barker, the guy that invented it.
Mm-hmm.
And
name dropper.
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about, that's the one that we talked about with Bob, right?
Yes.
You on this podcast.
Yeah,
right?
he's mentioned it probably. But there were times where we'd spend 6 hours and we wouldn't even roll dice. It was just all character and story generation that we did, and I enjoyed that.
That's always, to me, the more compelling part.
Right, and that's...
It's kind of like, you're kind of like improv writing a story.
Right, exactly.
Exactly, that's exactly what it was.
That sounds more interesting, and like, and I don't know if I've mentioned on the show before, but a thing that I've been getting into that is finally making me want to do tabletop RPGs is the guys that do My Brother and Me have a podcast now called The Adventure Zone. And it's Justin Travis and Griffin McElroy and their dad, Clint. And they are playing D&D. Griffin, the youngest brother, is the dungeon master. The other three are the characters. And they play D&D for an hour and a half to 2 hours per episode every other week. And they're fucking hilarious. Right. And they fumble their way through these really interesting narratives that mm-hmm. Griffin constructs. And so you get this kind of like behind the scenes while they're, but when they're playing it, they have to do like in character, in voice.
Right.
And if you want to talk about a mechanic thing, you can switch to real voice. If your character's in, you goddamn jolly well better be doing it right in your voice. And your character only knows who your character knows. And like, so it's fucking, it's nutty. And I'm like, this sounds fun. But, you know, I go...
Have you ever heard of a card game called Once Upon a Time?
Yes, yeah. I have.
I own it.
I feel like I talked about that at, like, OmegaCon.
I own this game, actually, and I don't play it nearly enough. The thing is you are... Everybody's dealt out a hand of cards. Mm-hmm. The idea is to get rid of all of the cards in your hand. You have to tell a story.
We have talked about this.
You have to tell a story and weave in the different parts, and it's kind of one of the...
Kind of a balderdashy bullshit.
But it was kind of where I got the idea for Fully Believable, of having these random elements that you had to work into your story. So what you do is you start telling this story, and you've got these cards in your hand, and you have to work these elements into your story and make it sound natural. Because people can kind of go, it's kind of a stretch. And the thing is you could very easily look at your hand and go... So there was a guy walking down a road, and he was carrying a bucket, and he dropped it in a well, and there was a dragon in the well, and he slew the dragon at the end. Mm-hmm. But where the fuck's the fun in that?
Right.
Yeah.
You won the game, whoop-de-fucking-do.
You need people the right...
You know, persuaded. Exactly. The fun of it is telling a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. The game of it is completely secondary. The other players, what they can do is if you... You know, have a card, like, for example, that says the beach, and they're telling the story and they're walking along a beach. You can go, aha, I've got that card, and now the narrative is mine. And there's other ways of stealing and other rules, cool. But it's basically just like telling a story, and these are the elements of your story. And when you get together with a group of storytellers, you're not even looking at your cards. You're just listening to their fucking story, and they'll go on for 5 minutes before laying another card. Yeah, and you're just like, cool. This is the best.
There was a game like that years ago I used to play, and I can't remember the name of it, but you would actually steal somebody else's story. You would that's tell that
too.
You would tell this. Somebody would start telling a story based on, it wasn't cards, but it was a sheet that you had. Mm. And if somebody else jumped into your story and picked it up and started to steer it a different ways, they stole the story, and they can continue telling it. And you ended up with really fucking funny stories doing that, if you had the right people. Or if you didn't have the right people, it just didn't go anywhere.
And that was really the hard part with games like this, is I played this game in college once upon a time with some friends, and just had a grand old time. And then I bought it and I tried playing it with, you know, some new friends that I had at that time, and they 2 minutes later the game was over and they were like, this is dumb, we're going to do something different. And I was so disappointed that I really haven't touched it since. I should bring that to Convergence.
You should. I feel like that would be worth dragging out, and like if we just even just sat down in like the courtyard, and get like Team Glover and like one or two other people, like we could have a good time.
I think so.
Around or like,
well, Convergence is the kind of place that game would do very well.
Oh yeah,
yes, absolutely.
I'll try to dig it out and see if it.
I think that'd be cool.
I still have everything.
That sounds fun.
That's what I'm going to be. Honestly, I'm going to be spending most of my time in the room making booze.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Which we need to talk about that later.
We will also have to do that.
Yeah, another nice thing about not going to Convergence this year is that I'll actually be able to use my vacation time as vacation time instead of yet another place I have to go to work.
But yeah, also, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of extra money in your pocket. That makes sense.
Between the ticket and the booze and the hotel, that's a tidy chunk of change.
Yeah. So
we're actually staying at the hotel this year.
Excellent. So
cool.
Yeah. This will be Megan's first Convergence. I'm looking forward to her horror. As she watches the world crumbler.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to go up to the room?
get in line.
No, it's just like, oh yeah. You said you'd bartend a couple shifts at the party room, right? Because you wanted something to do. She's like, yeah, totally. I'm like, cool. You took off from Wednesday through Monday, right? And she goes, what? Thursday through, and she goes, and I didn't sign up for that. I'm like, yeah,
and
you did.
Monday,
goes,
no, Monday, I didn't. Monday's recovery.
Yeah, you did. She's like, I didn't sign up for shit. And I'm like, yeah, you did.
Monday is the 4th of July, so yeah, I get that day off anyway.
So do I. And so she's coming to terms with it. We'll see how it goes. And she's like, God damn it. And so, yeah, we'll see. But
that'd be fun seeing it through a noob's eyes.
It is really neat. I've done it a couple
of times. I got to watch it through Matt being a noob. Oh my god, that was funny. It's just like his disdain for being at a place that's semi-organized. It's like these people and that kid's just a nerd. I'm like, yeah. But he's having a fuck ton of fun, isn't he?
Matt, we had this conversation after my first big year. It was, you have that first year where you're just looking around going, these are all nerds and I'm not comfortable here.
Oh, I totally had that my first year.
And then
year.
You have that come to Jesus moment where you're like, yeah, they are. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jenna's the one that nailed that home for me.
Yeah, but then you find your own group of nerds.
But the thing is convergence is really not my thing.
Right.
Like everybody, you've got the people that go there and they cosplay and they go to panels and they everything and they go all balls to the wall. And I'm just like, I just want to work in the party room and like, that's about it.
That means that convergence is your thing.
Yeah.
Because of that. Well, because convergence isn't their thing because absolutely. Of the party room. Right. Yeah. Panels. But the thing is, if our thing was to go away, which to me again would be the panels and the performance, I wouldn't go either. Because I don't have enough love of any kind of particular fandom.
But the party room, having a whole bunch of people come through that I could serve booze to and hopefully entertain for a few minutes, that's my thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, and not having that connection to the party room anymore, I'd have nothing.
Yeah, it's just fun to hang out with your friends, but that's the way that people always sold it to me before I ever went, which was like, you like hanging out with these exact same people, you like hanging out on a weekend and drinking.
But I don't want to have to spend $120 bucks to do it.
I can do that at home for free. And they're like, well, And I was like, yeah, there's no good argument unless you have a purpose. And if that purpose is fandom and panels or a party room, great.
Yeah, it was originally sold to me as Nerdapalooza.
Yeah.
Because,
Nerdapalooza.
I had a friend of mine, Sean, who first took me there. And he's like, Brian, you got to go to Convergence. You got to go. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll go. And this was back when the ticket was $45 to tell you how long ago it was. Yeah. and that was the late, on the day you arrived.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around and went to a couple of panels. I'm like, this is kind of lame. He's like, just give it a couple of hours. I'm like, okay. So 6 o'clock rolls around and all the party rooms open. I'm like, what's this?
This is kind of interesting. Yeah.
Because it was before they really like wallpapered the walls.
Before it went nuts.
Yeah, before it went nuts.
Before and full-on like containment unit in the Ghostbusters room,
right? And I was walking from room to room, and everybody was friendly and happy and feeding me booze. And I'm like, "This is amazing." He's like, "Yeah, now you got to get a hotel room." I'm like, "You're right, I do." And again, to tell you how long ago this was, I went right down to the counter and got a hotel room.
I can't even picture what that would look like. Yeah. Now there's a fucking lottery process.
Yeah.
But I've heard people can still do it. They get a cancellation or something last minute.
I figured out a secret.
What's that?
I'm not telling it on air.
The secret is to not go.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back with the outro.
What?
The outro.
Oh.
Outro!
Hey, everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
God damn it.
And I'm still Porter.
It's time for the outro.
The outro?
What? Outro!
The outro. And we don't have a spam comment because we have no spam because we have no website.
That's,
I don't know if you're
that's like ESPN 8. The outro.
The outro.
The outro.
The outro. This week's Fast Five comes to us from Mud.
Yay, Mud!
Listener, solid dude. If you are a new listener, the way the Fast Five works is we get five questions, A or B, Coke or Pepsi type choices with no context provided. We then get the context in a separate email after we've answered all the questions and we find out who is right and who is regretful. If you would like to send us a regretful. Fast Five, you can send one to matt@aonpodcast.com. And if you're a new or infrequent sender of questions, we'll nudge you toward the top of the queue. If you're a regular contributor of questions, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll keep working yours into the queue. So, question one for this set. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Plastic.
Plastic.
Plastic. What it's more modern.
Wow. Bueller?
Sorry, what was the question?
I said
why?
Why?
Yeah.
Do we need a why?
Well, we should give a reason because we have to find out the context is later.
Because it was first.
Paper? Because it was first?
Yeah.
Oh. I find plastic at the grocery store just more better.
It's more convenient.
More better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, don't see people picking up dog poop with a paper bag.
Good point. That sold. Question two. Half or dim?
Half or dim?
I'm pretty dim.
I like half-assing a lot of things, so I'll go half.
I'm saying half-wit or dim-wit.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going with dim.
I'm going paper-wit.
Which one's worse?
Which one's worse?
Half-wit is worse than a dim-wit.
Going dim.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is there a scale for this kind of thing?
I'm thinking.
There is now.
I guess we'll find out in the next email, won't we?
Okay. So
I'm going dim.
I'm going to say dim because that could
sticking
be...
Sticking with dim.
Dim is on a tourney dial.
I'm going half.
All right. Question three, ash or box?
Ash.
Ash. Because I want to be...
Fire.
I want to be cremated.
Oh, I was thinking Evil Dead.
No, I gotta go box.
Ash. Ash means there was fire.
All right. Question four, IKEA or cemetery?
Cemetery.
Anything that's not IKEA, I like better. So right. I'm going cemetery.
There's less work.
Would you rather have sex in an IKEA or in a cemetery?
Yeah. I gotta go IKEA. No. Cemetery scare the shit out of me.
I can't remember what community it was. But
remember, there's a lot of work that comes with IKEA.
I know, but they give you the wrench to do it. So
yeah, you get free wrench. You get a free wrench. you got to go with the free wrench.
Yeah.
I believe there's a community that refers to IKEA as Satan's sweaty asshole, and I agree.
So, I don't know.
I fucking hate IKEA.
If Satan's sweaty asshole had Swedish meatballs, I'd go there too. Yeah, but if the question is which is worse,
then IKEA.
Tells a lot about you.
I'm going with free wrench.
Finally, duck or goose?
Duck.
I gotta go
specifically gray goose. Duck. Oh,
I'm specifically going Duck Washington over goose from Top Gun.
Yeah, I'm going to go duck. Duck, duck, gray duck. That's what I think he's getting at.
I'm going with which is going to do more damage if it hits your car. It's goose.
Goose, sure. Figure. More bulk.
Yep.
Why would you want more damage to your car?
Well, Matt likes things that are more better. I'm not saying you would want it. I'm just saying which would do more damage.
Here, then, is our context. Paper or plastic? Do you tend to pay for things in cash or credit?
Credit.
So rarely cash.
Yeah.
That is the thing that requires foresight. Knowing I'm going somewhere where I want to be able to tip, for instance, Convergence.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I go to a party room and I want to throw a dollar in each room I go visit, which you should do if you go to Convergence.
But then you specifically go to the bank and you get some cash and then you spend it and then you don't have cash again until you
if you're going to specifically casino, get you go it pull again. Out $40 and then when that $40 in cash is gone, you leave the goddamn casino. Yeah. But yeah, I did. Real life is plastic.
Yeah.
Half or dim? Do you use half-wit or dim-wit to insult someone?
Neither.
Neither, because I'm a grown ass man.
Yep.
So, I say fucktard.
I think I say
twat waffles.
I think my grandpa would have said dimwit. But to be fair,
I think we're professionals at insulting.
But if you had to pick between the two, I would
go dimwit.
There's
more of an alliteration with dimwit.
Yeah, I've used dimwit back when I was a lot younger, because that was my dad used it a lot, so I used it a lot.
I like the sound of it better.
Yeah,
dimwit. Dimwit has the alliteration half-wit. In it. Dialect.
Well, it's got the heavy.
Well, okay, so
what's the short I sound? The we.
So I could see using halfwit as in describing somebody else, like, yeah, he's just a halfwit, and then calling someone a dimwit to their face.
Yeah. Yeah,
you dimwit.
Dimwit is more of an insult. Yeah, right.
I think you're right.
One's a descriptor, one's an insult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question three, ash or box? When you die, would you rather be cremated or buried in a coffin?
Good call.
Cremate my ass.
Absolutely.
Cremated and flushed.
Yep.
Right.
I want to take up zero space when I'm dead. Because
My father-in-law wants his body thrown into a tree.
Like air burial style?
Just that way. That way the ravens can peck at his corpse.
Air burial. Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
I heard a...
trebuchet.
I heard somebody had their... when they get cremated, they had their ashes split into like 35 millimeter film canisters. 50 or 60 right. of them, and at the funeral, they...
Shot.
No, they
gave one to everybody and said, put it where you want?
It was. That's what her wish was, is take me to some place that you will remember me. And one woman sat in the back of a roller coaster at, like, Valley Fair.
And
everybody behind you,
popped it on the roller coaster at Valley Fair.
The one alternative that I kind of liked is they take your ashes, because ashes are very good fertilizer, mm-hmm. and they basically they plant a tree in your urn.
Oh.
And I kind of like that.
That's a good idea.
The tree is basically a living tombstone at that
point. Someplace you can go.
I will be dead. It does not matter.
Yeah, I don't
give
a shit.
Okay, so if somebody did that to...
No, I won't care, but I don't want my... I don't want my fat, dead ass taking up real estate in fucking ground somewhere.
I was talking about this the other day, driving around with Megan, going, isn't it weird that we still have to drive by cemeteries and all that useless space? Like, at some point, do you think we're just going to be like... All
right,
come on.
Right.
Well, if you've got places like India where they after like 5 years, they open those up, pull out the bones, stick them somewhere, and put somebody else in there. It's like...
Or the catacombs of England, where they
can we just
walls.
Yeah, can we just fucking set it on fire?
You know, if somebody did that trick with turning my ashes into a tree, I would totally be that tree from the Peanuts gang that... Each
I could come back as an ash.
Other things you could be is you could be you could get turned into a diamond.
You can do that.
Would an emo kid come back as a weeping willow?
You come back as a weeping willow, the diamond that cuts itself.
And apparently, a new thing is you can come back with your ashes inside of a dildo. I'm not making that up.
Google it.
People won't.
Not making that up. I don't want that to happen.
What's the next question? It's
IKEA or cemetery.
Can you imagine that taxidermy bill? Nope. No.
Oh my god, the dildo broke.
IKEA or cemetery. Kinkier place to have sex.
I called it.
Yes, you did.
I think IKEA is the winner in that case.
Yep. It is. Sex in a cemetery is done.
Cemetery is just a place to not get caught because no one's there.
Yeah.
Right.
IKEA, you're risking getting caught, and that is kinkier. I think.
Yeah. Plus, it's warmer.
Depends.
You have to. You can go bed to bed or couch to wherever.
That's interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, play site bingo at an IKEA.
Take a while.
Yeah. They've got those bins that are just piled to the brim with like stuffed teddy bears and shit. Get freaky in there. Saying there's like,
these teddy bears are stuck together, mommy.
Yep. Yeah, fucking tickle somebody's asshole with that.
Tickle this elbow.
I'm just saying, if you want kinky, IKEA is the way to go.
It's called apropos of nothing.
And you get a free wrench.
Telling you, if you want kinky, IKEA is the place to go.
That's where they get the sauce.
Duck or goose? Which waterfowl tastes better?
Oh, duck. Definitely duck.
I don't believe I've ever had goose. I don't think I have an informed opinion on this. I've had duck. I like duck.
Mm-hmm. Duck is a very fatty meat, and so it's very succulent.
Yeah.
Super, super succulent.
Yeah, I don't believe I've had goose. So I got to go duck.
A good duck l'orange is fast. Oh.
Being able to order duck where they like take it off the hook thingy at like the Asian place is delightful. Getting a duck l'orange or something like that. Yeah, I've had good duck. I just don't think I've ever been somewhere where I've ordered goose.
Never had a Christmas goose?
No.
I have. It wasn't.
I raised both of them.
So. Okay. So I suppose to be fair, it could just be that my parents don't know how the fuck to cook a goose.
That's possible.
Minnesotan.
No, that's entirely possible. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's weird. Like that's the thing is like the old school like fables of like, oh, I'm gonna get the fat Christmas goose, you know, and that's kind of your Tiny Tim story.
Well, have you ever had pâté or foie gras?
Well, maybe I've had foie gras.
Then technically, you've had goose.
No, I'm not saying. No. But I'm saying like.
I know, but yeah. He didn't specify.
Well, sure, but
I know in the spirit of it, he's right. Talking about the actual meat. But foie gras is technically goose.
I don't know that I've had foie gras. I don't think so. Okay. I believe I've had pâté, but I.
A lot of pâté is pork.
I was going to say, it's not necessarily goose. Yeah.
Well, I did modify it to foie gras.
And so, yeah, I'm not sure. I couldn't say for sure that I've had goose. I bet I've had it in some way, shape, or form. However, it would also probably not have been presented to me at a time or era where that might have been.
I feel like...
Much less a presentation.
It's not exactly the same, but goose is a lot closer to, like, turkey or something like that. Where it's kind of your... Where chicken or turkey, where it's just kind of a slice of... poultry.
Yeah.
Whereas duck does have a lot more fat content and is a lot more tender and juicy if you cook it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to learn more. I would say that. So, anything we got to plug before we get out of here?
Question is when are people going to hear this?
Who knows?
Hey, I've got just in case it's off air long enough. Okay. Hey, I've got a podcast.
aside from if you didn't get to see the first showing of Mystery at Mystery Lodge, there's going to be a second showing July 23rd. You should definitely go get tickets to that. We are going to have a completely different ending than we did for the first show. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has...
Because we lost the script.
Yes. So if somebody has slipped the answer and you're like, I don't want to see it because now I know the ending, it's going to be a different ending. Also, Convergence is a thing that you should, if you are going to... you should go to the room
July 4th weekend.
And come get some True Stone coffee.
Isn't there a Vill show coming up too?
There is a Vill show coming up on Friday. What day is that? It's on my phone. Hold on.
That's okay. That show will be over before this airs.
Yeah, none of us are in that one. I believe that's the 24th.
That sounds right.
None of us are in that one because that is the winners of all of the amateur shows.
But yeah,
and
yeah,
we precede those, them.
Should be good.
Think
and,
so.
And thanks all for listening. Thank you for your patience for putting up with all the website debacle. If you are hearing this after the fact, maybe this means nothing to you.
This may never air.
Yeah, it may never air. But if you stuck with us throughout all this bullshit, thanks. We appreciate it. And if this is a weird thing, everybody goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Then it becomes a weird bit of our history, and we'll talk about
it. I'm just... You say maybe this will never air, and I just picture the old, like, aging... movie star who's talking into the microphone that isn't plugged into anything because they're senile and don't.
That's essentially what we're doing right now, yeah.
So apparently, the old dictator of Spain, way way back in the 70s, when he was ousted from office, nobody told him, and so he actually finished out his life and died thinking he was still the dictator because they would just put him in an office and give him stuff to sign.
Nice.
And he thought he was still in charge.
God, I hope somebody loves me that much when I'm getting old. They do something like that for me.
Okay, so I got an idea if Trump wins.
Nice.
They were just like, yeah, send some people to listen to his speeches, give him shit to sign, and tell him he's in charge. It'll be great. Just let him live his life in happiness.
Well, thank you, Keith and Porter, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Fuck you, Jenna.
No, I
also,
I
fuck
agree.
You for not being here. Yeah. we do just fine without you. So, yeah, this is delightful. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to have both of you on. Love to have you both on again soon.
Portuguese, not Spanish, but sorry about that.
We'll be out and about. You can find us either at Convergence at various shows. The Renaissance Festival is coming up soon.
We had an Academy, stuff. And that was...
Yeah. It's going to be a million things. Mm-hmm. So come say hi to any one of us if you're at any one of those things. And until such time, eat the fucking cake.
Eat the coffee cake.
Ladies and gentlemen, my beer and I would like to remind you to support the incomparable Brandon Muffuckin' Patton, whom you can find at BrandonPatton.com. He's been kind enough to donate all the music you've heard so far tonight. You may also find him on tour with MC Frontalot, whom you can find at Frontalot.com. Lastly, if you'd like to support the show directly, please leave us a review or rating on iTunes, and you can even donate money through PayPal on our website, AONPodcast.com.
Is this too loud for the podcast?